Hey, Devin Kershaw, how are you? Hey, very good, very good. So a fabulous tour for the team overall.
Yeah, it was, for me, I mean, overall, like, pretty disappointing tour, but today the hill climb went pretty well for me. Like, I'm usually pretty bad up that hill, and I had good feelings, actually, for the first time, even on the flat, but, I mean, I felt really good on the normal skiing terrain, so.
Yep.
Really good way to end the tour, and then to climb up into 12th, I mean, that's not where I wanted and stuff. I was 7th 2 years ago and 4th last year, so still quite a ways off my expectations, but I feel like I salvaged something.
Absolutely. I mean, it seemed that you were getting better and better, you know, each outing, and not always what you wanted, but, you know, you're putting the bricks in the wall and seeing some good results. I don't know, how you were 13th on the climb this year. Do you know what you were last year?
I was like 20th or 18th maybe on the climb last year.
Yeah.
But the thing was, today I was just feeling so much stronger. Like, last year I was just so wrecked after the race and just, like, really tired and messed up and, like, and this year, I mean, I feel actually pretty good right now. Like, my legs are good. I don't feel that beat down. Like, I know we did a couple less races this tour, and, like, there was no 20Ks and stuff. But, I mean, I'm really happy with how my body reacted, to be honest. Like, I'm usually just so bad up that hill, feeling-wise. Like, it just killed me. And today was surprisingly pretty good.
Yeah, that was the feeling I had too. And of course, it's got to be inspiring to see how well the rest of the guys are doing, eh?
Oh, yeah, my God. Like, Lenny, he's just been, I don't know, I was, like, Lenny's week was just so inspiring to watch, absolutely. And, like, of course, Alex, to bounce back from this tough race in Toblach, to be on the podium in Valbassian, that's amazing. And Ivan, I mean, geez, I'm just so proud of him. He had a tough year last year, you know, like,
yep.
He didn't get to race World Cup finals and stuff, and now he's seventh in the Tour de Ski. I mean, that won't be a problem. It's already done now for him, and it's just, like, to make the finals, World Cup finals and stuff, and he's just been so, so strong this year. So it's been a really great team atmosphere and so far. And while the tour and this whole first part of the season for me has been, like, extremely disappointing, I mean, it's good to have success around you because it keeps me positive.
Absolutely. You know, looking at the schedule you guys had, it was pretty brutal going back and forth between North America and Europe. And I don't know if there's, you know, anything you would have considered changing in terms of what you've done so far, because, you know, everything seems to be just working out the way you guys kind of planned, maybe a little bit later than you'd planned. But is there anything you'd look at and think about maybe?
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty hard, like, to, you know, it's hard to know because, for sure, the schedule was brutal. I mean, it's kind of like a blessing and a curse to have the World Cups in Canada this year where they are scheduled, because the reality is, for the Tour de Ski, you know, I raced in Quebec as well, and I just was a bit tired coming into the season and just never had a chance to catch my breath. I never had a chance to get on top of it, and that fatigue followed me still there, and I mean, I feel like I'm playing catch-up, but I mean, other than just skipping the North American races altogether and staying in Europe and preparing for the Tour de Ski, which really wasn't an option for me this year, I don't know exactly how else I could have done it, you know?
Yep. It seems to be the case, and it's just the way the ball bounces. But I think the World Cups in Canada have really helped boost North American skiing, and we both know how and
always
why.
Always does. And yep. It always does, and they did such a good job, and that's the thing. Like, it's so important. I think a big part of the big reason why we have so many deep and talented skiers coming up now and better results is, you know, to have the World Cups in your backyard and realize, hey, it's really not that big a deal. It's,
yep.
You know, just like any other race, and that's been huge. So, like, all the volunteers and stuff that made that possible, I mean, it's the biggest factor, I think, why our program's been getting better and better and better these last 10 or so years.
Absolutely. It's a real testimony to what's going on here. Well, I hear the girls are also doing well in Germany, eh?
Yeah, no, it's good. They're back in action, and Lübeck next week should be good. I mean, it'll be great to see Chandra, Dasha, and Perry back in the sprint start. And, yep. I mean, for sure. They've had Chandra's sixth place in Canmore was just such a great boost for the women's program as well. And I'm really proud of her and proud of everyone there. And Dasha was on the podium twice this week in the Opa Cup. So looks like things are good. And Perry's had two career, you know, 11th and 12th in the two sprints that she's competed in. I mean, that's out of three. So, I mean, those are huge results. So looks like they're doing well as well. I mean, yeah, it'll be exciting to follow them this next weekend.
All good. Well, thanks a lot, Devin. We wish you all the best. We want to see you guys continue to do well, and congratulations on a great tour overall.
Okay, great. Thanks, Benjamin.